Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Might be kinky.
Anyway, we's recording.
We's recording.
What's going on, everybody?
Howdy, y'all.
We are back for episode 107 of the Dark Windows podcast. I'm Kevin. And today is my birthday. Thank you, everybody on Facebook, for the birthday happy wishes and whatnots. And then that one guy that told me to fuck off, but you know what? Hey, that's fine. I get it. I totally get it. Off is the direction I need to fuck. So we're going to actually fuck off now. And start talking about what we're getting into.
Why? Nobody told you to fuck off.
You did. In not so many words.
Listen.
But it's also because you're a piece of shit, you egg-sucking dog.
You loved it.
Yeah, whatever. It is what it is. Yeah.
I'm so nice to you.
You better be.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I can make you sound like a total asshole on this show by choosing what to edit and what not to edit. You know I'll do it.
Muffin.
I have the power.
I have the power.
Well, speaking of castles and shit.
Anyway.
I mean, that was a pretty all right transition, I think.
Sort of.
This isn't fucking Grayskull, but it's castle.
Hey. By the power of Grayskull.
Well, by the power of fucking something not great, we are going to talk about Hoska Castle this week and probably also next week, too.
Old, good old Hoska.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was more and more, like, looking into this castle.
This place is fucked, like.
It's kind of interesting. Like, there's just so much shit on it.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that, like, in a bad way. I mean, there's just so much that it's like, okay, well, all right, when is too much or, you know, enough? Or when is it enough? Because there's such thing as too much.
Right. You know what's sad? Is we're all also only finding the sources in English. Because if either one of us knew how to speak Czech or read it, at least, there's so much more. Because there's, like, full written histories of this place and, like, every person that has ever, like, farted within a mile of it. There's a lot of history there, but we just don't know it because it hasn't been translated.
Well, I mean, we could translate it, but that would mean just a lot of, like,
yeah, time. And the Google Translate stuff doesn't really, it translates it literally. It doesn't give you, like, how it's supposed to be said.
Yeah.
So it kind of
phonetics.
Yeah, it sounds weird. It comes out strange, but
yeah.
Anyway, you want to start us off?
Sure. Yeah. So the first known structure on the site where the castle actually stands now was a small wooden fort that was built during the 19th century.
Definitely not the 19th century.
Definitely not. But
pretty sure the 1800s, we were done building wooden forts. Except for here, because, I mean, we had Indians to kill. So.
Yeah. It was built during the 9th century.
Yeah. The 800s for all the...
Yes.
All the people out there that get confused by it, like me.
So it was built supposedly by this guy named Prince Slavibor, who's, from what things we saw, you know, from watching videos and stuff.
Yeah, and doing some reading.
It was supposedly built for his son, and his son's name was
Hosek.
Hosek?
Yeah.
Which is where the name Hoska came from, or Huska. How do they pronounce it?
Everything I've heard is called it Hoska.
Hoska.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Because apparently with Czech, with most words you put the emphasis on the first syllable of the word.
I mean, it's
so Hoska is how I've heard everybody else say it.
Yeah.
So Hoska it is.
It's just sound like I think they like it almost sound like they pronounced it a little bit different, but that's you know, tomato tomato
right
tomato type of thing.
Tomato so, potato.
That's true. So this is the only. Now this is only known because it was actually written about by Vaclav Hajek in his extensive Czech chronicle published in 1541. And so that is how we know that actually it was built, because he put that in his book. Also in the book, he recounts a legend of the story of a strange crack at the top of the limestone cliff.
Which right there, if we're getting into paranormal stuff already, limestone is a huge paranormal red flag. Like, if you get shit with limestone, you're going to have ghosts.
Yeah. So, it was so deep. Well, the hole was in the limestone cliff. And it was, like, deep enough so that they don't even know if it had has a bottom.
Right.
I mean, it was just that deep.
Which, I mean, who knows? It may not. I mean, we have no way of finding out.
No, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, but it's just that deep. Well, supposedly, this hole or crack is a source of some strange vegetations.
Yeah, just a little.
That the locals have had experience.
Yeah.
Local residents began calling it a hole to hell, and the villagers avoided passing anywhere near it after dark. And they believed that the strange creature, like, there were strange creatures, half animal and half human.
And fucking Dementors, apparently. Like, basically what... what looked like the Dementors from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
You know?
But
you know what the worst part of prison was? It was the Dementors. Somebody will get that reference.
Yes.
You won't, but somebody will.
Shut up. Listen,
Mr. What is it then?
I'm not gonna know.
Because you don't know, bitch. It's fine. You don't know. It's fine.
Then keep going. So, like I said, half... There was strange creatures like half man, half human, or... I'm sorry, half animal, half human. half man,
half human. He was half man, half human. Yeah. It's like that real weird centaur that was part horse and also half horse.
Yes.
Wasn't one of them described as being like half
the centaur,
bullfrog, half bulldog, and half man? Or some shit like that?
Now, what they would do... they would kill livestock because they said that these creatures,
right,
we'll put it like that, would come from the portal of this hole and would kill livestock and wreak havoc in the night.
Weren't there also some things. Reports of them like snatching kids that were out after dark and stuff? Or do you think that was more just like a cautionary tale kind of thing?
It might be a cautionary tale.
Yeah.
You know.
But who the hell knows? I mean...
They also believed that any person who passed near the site was themselves in danger of being changed into one of these creatures.
Oh, shit.
Of the pit. They attempted to fill the hole with stones, but with no success, as it swallowed everything they dropped in down.
Y'all, we run out of rocks. We can't throw any more in here.
Yeah, it's like, well, like drop one down. I don't hear nothing. Shit. Well, drop more.
Yeah. Just keep fucking pegging rocks into this thing until I start making noise.
Well, that was a ton. Should we drop more?
Well, ton or like T-O-N-N-E ton? Because they're different.
T-O-N?
Okay. Just wanted to make sure we're staying imperial here. Fuck the metric system.
So
fuck the metric system and anybody that uses it, 97% of the world.
Yes. So the structure as we see it now was built between 1253 and 1278 during the reign of Ottokar II of Bohemia. It is said that the castle...
You know, can I jump in real quick? So everything, like the very little I could find about him, he seems like he was actually not a bad guy. And for like this time frame to have a... king or a leader or whatever like that wasn't just like doling out fucking atrocities like candy and having people executed for no reason. Seems like a pretty decent dude. He was good to his people. He would actually, if there was areas of forests that weren't being used, he would actually have people go in and burn it all. And like that would, so that would kind of help with the soil. And then he would just be like, okay, farm it.
Well,
you know, so he seems like a decent guy by our modern standards of historical leaders.
I don't think that, I mean, yes, it was built a lot with human labor.
Right.
But what wasn't built with human labor?
Everything and was.
What I mean by human labor, I mean slave labor.
Okay. Per se. But, so that's all of history.
Yeah. Because, I mean, most of the time you're not going to build something yourself.
No. You're a fucking king. You don't get paid to do that shit.
No. I mean, well, you're not going to expend your people to build that.
No, fuck that.
So, now, it said that the castle, along with several others, were built to there's, like, several others that were actually built in the area. They were actually built to defend this the land against the advancement of Bela IV of Hungary. Now, when the castle was built, the crack in the limestone was covered by a thick stone plate.
Yes.
And the castle's chapel was constructed on top of it in order to seal the hole of hell to hell.
But before they did the floor, the duke or whatever he was that had permission from Ottokar to build the castle had a bunch of prisoners that were facing lifetime in prison or death penalty, basically. And he offered any of them that would be willing to go down into the pit, he offered to release them. So one dude stepped up and he's like, sure, whatever. So they tied this guy up and they kind of hoist him down into the hole. And as he's being lowered down, the people topside heard nothing for a few seconds. And they kept kind of lowering him down and down and down into just what looks like an ocean of darkness. There is no light to be, you know, there's no light that will penetrate how deep they was. All of a sudden, they get this blood-curdling scream from the pit, so they start trying to, you know, they're, you know, reeling this guy back in. And by the time they got him to the top, they saw something absolutely shocking and horrifying for him. His hair had gone completely white, and he looked like he had aged anywhere between 20 and 30 years in just the few minutes that he spent down there. He couldn't quite string together, like, a coherent sentence, and he was just kind of babbling about, you know, monsters and flying things, and then he just kind of went silent, and they brought him to what would be the equivalent of a mental hospital at that point in time, and he died 2 days later of unknown causes. Which, yeah. I mean, I'm sure now if we were to send some kind of a meter down there, we could probably find if there's some kind of a like a natural gas or something like that that would have caused, like, you know, confusion and all this stuff that, you know, being exposed to it for as long as he was, it could have possibly killed him.
Maybe. I mean, if you come up screaming because you're delirious,
right?
It's basically fright that's what kills you.
Yeah,
because you're going to a panic attack.
So,
like a monstrous panic attack.
Yeah, absolutely. And as someone who's had panic attacks, I can tell you they're not fun, like at all, not even a little.
Yeah.
So, knowing that this hole must be a gateway to hell, the construction of the castle, like you said, continued, and they built the chapel directly over it. Because a lot of the time, like during the Christianization of Europe, when churches were built, they would build them directly over a pagan site because they thought that we build a church here, it will suppress the evil that was here before.
Yeah.
Even though it doesn't, you know, it doesn't really do that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, obviously you cover the hole and maybe the fucking demons can stop coming out. Spoiler alert. Didn't work.
I mean, who knows? Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah.
I mean, no, it didn't work.
No.
No. The chapel was then dedicated to Archangel Michael, who, as we all know, he's the badass. He's the leader of God.
He's kind of God's dude.
Yeah. He's the leader of the God's armies fight against the hordes of hell.
Kind of a prick on Supernatural, too, though, but that's, you know, my opinion.
Now, on the walls, of the chapel. Yeah. There's faded frescoes. And some of the oldest ones found that have actually been found in Europe, which date back to like early 1400s, depict Michael in two scenes. In one, he is fighting a dragon, which is a symbol of evil.
Yep.
And in the other scene, he holds a sword in one hand and a set of scales in the other. It is weighing the souls of at the Last Judgment. So whether do you die by the sword, or do you survive?
Right. And if I'm not mistaken, one of that fresco where he's fighting the dragon looks vaguely like the one that they found in England of was it St. George that was fighting dragons? Where it looks really similar to it, just how it's designed and the general fact that it's a very powerful man fighting a dragon.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's another fresco that's on the wall that is not like the others. This one is seen as a figure it's a centaur. It's a female centaur. You know, lower body, horse, upper body, female.
You got them horse titties.
She's holding a bow in her right hand, and in her left, she's aiming an arrow at a human figure. Now, not only is this exceedingly unusual for a representation of a centaur, a creature of pagan mythology, but is also known to because it's a female archer,
mm-hmm.
and she's left-handed.
Ah, yeah, evil.
Now, in the Middle Ages, left-handedness was associated with Satan, and researchers believe that this picture is likened to the stories of half-human animals, which were believed to emerge from the gateway of heaven.
Right.
So, beneath the chapel floor.
Right.
So, why would they have something like that in the chapel, along with something like Michael?
Because you're telling the story of what's coming out of there.
Maybe, I guess. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, you'd think that, it was Michael would be going after the centaur.
Well, he's busy fighting a dragon. You can't fight a dragon and a centaur at the same time. I mean, he's badass, but he's not, that badass.
Now,
if we were to send fucking, Tyr or Thor down, you'd be like, listen here, motherfucker. I'm going to ride the horse bitch in. I'm going to kill the dragon. I'm going to snap her neck. And then I'm going to get hammered. Oh, I made a pun that I didn't even mean to. Fuck.
You're a poet and you didn't even know.
I know.
It. Damn it. Now,
I'm a poet and I didn't even show it.
You are right. The castle has some strange features to it.
Yeah, that's putting it lightly.
Do you kind of want to talk about those strange features?
For sure. So one of the most peculiar things with this castle is the fact that it really doesn't have any reason to exist. Like, most of the time when you build a castle, it's to defend someone or something important. You would want higher ground, you want to be near a water source, and you want it to be easily defensible. The only thing that Hoska Castle has going for it is the higher ground part, because there's no water anywhere near it, really, like no fresh water sources.
Well, on one side.
Right, but it's still a ways away.
But no, I'm saying higher ground one side.
Right, exactly.
One side's a cliff.
Yeah, which is easily defensible, which is fine, but
that's not where the strangeness.
No, because like I was saying, there was no villages there until long after the castle was built.
Yeah.
And one of the things that makes castles really easy to defend are what they call parapets, which are like the tracks that run along the top of it, where you can have your archers get up there or get your guys up there with boulders and,
there's nothing.
Vats of fucking tar and shit. There's none of that on the outside. All of the parapets and stuff face inwards. So the castle is built to defend against something inside of itself. So it kind of, like, if you look at it, it's just like a big square building with a courtyard in the middle of it.
Yeah, so there's nothing on the outside.
No.
As far as fortifications go, there's nothing. No moat.
There was an old moat, but they don't know if it was even actually being used as a moat or if it was just a way to try to, like, kind of circulate water in so they could get water. And any of the external defenses that were on this place were there for a very short time because they took them away from it to use at other castles that actually served a fucking purpose that actually needed to be defended. And one of the things that I thought was kind of like super interesting was as this place is standing vacant because obviously nobody wants to stay there because it's haunted as fuck apparently by demons and frog monsters and whatnot. But during the 30 Years' War, which, I mean, we could do a fucking episode or eight on that at some point, a Swedish mercenary by the name of Aranto took control of Castle Hoska and moved him and his men into it. This guy was pretty interesting in his own right. He was so feared by the people in the surrounding areas that they had actually convinced themselves and each other that he was unkillable. They told stories about, you know, if someone fired an arrow at him, it would bend to go around him. Because, you know, the arrow knew that if it hit him, it was just going to piss him off. It wasn't going to kill him. They also told stories that he practiced black magic and alchemy, which was true for the most part. So with all of that going on, him and his guys have been menacing these villages for months and months and months and kind of torturing the people and just being miserable pricks in general. So a couple of local hunters went to the village blacksmith who also allegedly dabbled in black magic, and they paid him to make them some bullets. And he did his magic whatever the fuck on them and sent the hunters on their way with these black magic bullets, which almost sounds like a Santana song, but that's okay. So they get to the castle and they spot Aranto through a window at his alchemy table. One of them takes aim and fires, scored a headshot. So apparently bullets weren't shook by this motherfucker like arrows were. So after Aranto is laying on the ground dying and eventually does die because you got shot in the head with a musket ball, which is roughly the size of a, you know, a large marble or a paintball. His guys kind of lost interest and left the area. And the place would sit vacant for quite a while after that.
But more importantly, there's something very important on this.
Hmm.
What he was working on,
yeah,
was the supposedly,
yeah,
was to in his laboratory was discover the elixir of eternal life,
the philosopher's stone.
He wanted to know, you know, if he could come up with that.
Yep, and these guys fucking brained him before he got a chance to.
I mean,
which is probably good because I think an immortal Swedish mercenary would be, I mean, other than making a fucking great like bad guy in the book, probably not a good thing for the world at, you know, at general.
Now, there's to go along with all, some of this, you know, okay, that was little strangeness to go into it. But back to the castle part, okay? What makes this thing so fucking weird?
Other than all of it.
Is, like Kevin said, all the defenses point inwards.
Yes.
Toward the courtyard, okay? There are windows that are supposedly windows, but they're not windows.
Yes.
Meaning that there's a pane or something there, but behind that is a wall.
Yeah. Basically, they bricked the windows up from the inside.
Yeah, you can't see out of it. And then there are stairs. Oh, damn, dude.
This is like the medieval version of every fucking house in Detroit.
I don't know about that.
But, ye old plywood shop was out, so we had to use brick and mortar instead. This is getting expensive.
So now they also have stairs that to get to the upper floors of the castle at one point there was actually no stairs that actually led up to the third upper floors. To come down to the courtyard at all. Nothing. No way to get down. No nothing at all. And Kevin said they had actually, there were some, like, the moat and stuff. But that was supposedly decreed to be dismantled by Emperor Ferdinand III, which was to make a private castle. And so because, you know, he's like, okay, well, you know, this is not being used for anything. Let's take this shit away because this is just a weird fucking castle.
For sure. It's like, who the fuck he wants this place?
So this castle just fucking just weird.
So we're going to take a quick break here and we're going to come back with a little bit more. Might not be the longest episode we've ever done, but it's definitely going to be worth doing it in two parts, I think, because we are kind of going to do the history here, and then we'll do more of like the more modern history and the hauntings next week. So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
We're back.
Yes.
So something I forgot to mention.
Oh, of course.
We forgot to mention.
Of course.
When we were talking about how it was built on a cliff, there was deep forest on one side,
right,
a swamp on the other, or around it, was the fact, and then there's no water. The other point was that the fact that there was no trade routes.
No.
At all.
It's like out in fucking East Buttfuck Czechoslovakia. There's nothing.
Yeah, there's no reason.
Nothing.
No reason.
It's not even like an outpost where it's like on the way to somewhere. It's like way the fuck out of the way for anybody to do anything at.
Exactly.
Now, I mean, it's somewhere, what is it, like 40, it's like 30 miles north of Prague.
Prague, yeah.
So, I mean, Prague even back then was a good-sized city.
Yeah, it was very prominent.
And, I mean, 30 miles outside of there, you're out in the fucking wilderness, like, and it's going to sound really dumb. When I first started looking at this place, I'm like, this is where they train witchers. It has to be. There's no other fucking reason for it. It's out in the middle of nowhere. You are training witchers there.
Has to
you
be.
Probably needed one for this place at some point in time anyway, because the fucking weird-ass, like, bat demons and shit that are flying out of it.
Yeah.
And that's why they use silver swords.
Of course. So, now, during the 18th century, the castle was remodeled into a Renaissance chateau, and then during the communist period, it actually fell into despair. Now, today, it's, you know, kind of just a
touristy kind of place.
Touristy place.
You can get married and shit there.
But people live there. They actually, you know, there's people that actually live there, own the place.
Right.
They have events, whatever. I mean, not really, you know, eh. I mean, the current owners are Jaromir Simonek and Blanka Horov. They actually are in the renovations to
right.
the place.
So the guy that owns it, it's kind of been passed down through his family. Like you said, his name was Jaromir Simonek. And he is one of the principal owners of Skoda, which is one of the biggest car company in Czechoslovakia.
Uh-huh.
I can't imagine their cars are great. Oh, shit, they made okay. So Skoda was definitely a little bit more popular during World War II because they made a bunch of tanks and shit. They had, like, Skoda was a fucking Panzer factory during World War II.
Yeah.
So respect, I guess, because the fucking Germans knew how to make a tank.
Yeah.
I'm sure the Czechs didn't super enjoy making them for them, but yeah, pretty decent quality, I guess.
Yeah, it's. I mean, just this. How this place is created, I mean, just, you know, nothing leading to nowhere, kind of like no stairs leading up, windows that aren't.
What's
windows.
It remind you of here, though? Vaguely, with the weird ass design of it.
Well, I mean, for me, it'd be the Winchester House.
Yeah.
You know, stuff, stairs that lead to nowhere, you know, windows that are just kind of misplaced.
Yeah, and there's one that they thought was a secret room, but what happened, I guess, was during the renovations in the 1800s, whatever it was, they had this one room that was used basically as like storage for their tools and supplies and stuff, and then when they got everything out of it, they fucking weren't paying attention and they bricked it up, so it's a secret room, but it's just an empty place where they used to keep their brooms and shit.
Yeah, and during the 1940s, the people that had actually owned it, who was relative of Simonek, I believe.
Yeah, I think it was his like grandfather or something like that. Like
great grandfather.
Yeah, somewhere like that. In there. Yeah,
well, they actually abandoned it because of
the goddamn Nazis.
The Nazis. Yeah, so the Nazis, they came into the area and they must have heard, because they were big into the occult. So they just were like, okay, hey, let's take up residence in this castle. I mean, there was no real big reason, but there's some speculation. We'll get into that next week, though.
And the thing is, like, they took over a handful of castles kind of in the area. And because it's in the area that that's considered, like, Burgundy, technically.
Yeah.
Some of them, they named these castles, like, Bergen 1, Bergen 2. And I believe Hoska is Bergen 3, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken.
But we can get into more of that next week.
Oh, dude, you know we're going to talk about some Nazis and occult shit next week.
Because,
fuck me sideways. Is there, not to sound awful, but I've always been into, like, the weird shit that the Nazis tried to do during World War II.
Yeah.
Which is why I have so many books about weird Nazi shit during World War II. I'm not a Nazi. Fuck those assholes. But they tried to do some really interesting shit.
Yeah.
Demons and aliens.
Supposedly. Like, there's a lot of, supposed stuff, because we don't actually know, because all of the paperwork, because when, like, I guess apparently there's, from what we listened to, we listened to a couple different documentaries and stuff, and they said that good old Uncle Adolf actually had gone here himself.
Right.
And they had a whole, supposedly, big quotations.
Yeah.
There, when it was liberated, they found a whole bunch of occult books.
Somewhere to the tune of like 25,000 books on the occult and witchcraft.
Yeah. I mean, but then all of a sudden they came up missing.
Right. What's really interesting, though.
And then anything that the Nazis did there.
Right.
Was missing.
What's really interesting to me, though, is the fact that Hitler wasn't really that much into the occult. But it was Heinrich Himmler who was like, oh, no, we can get witches and aliens. And he's just like, okay, shut the fuck up and do it then. So he basically gave this crazy, little psychopath.
Listen, you little rat.
Yeah,
shut up.
You fucking chicken farming piece of shit in your bad stomach. Get the fuck out of here and go find witches then.
Oh, Adolf, that's not nice.
Like, he just gave this little fucking weirdo free reign to okay, go around the world and find whatever the fuck then. If you can find some bullshit fucking monster hill people that are going to win us the war, do it. You want to build a fucking time machine and call it a bell? Which, by the way, Der Glocke, the place where that whole thing was set up, is less than 100 miles from here. Yeah. So it's a fucking weird place. But he's just like, fucking go ahead then. Build a spaceship. Go get a bunch of witches together and let them do whatever the fuck they're going to do and win us the war.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care what we do. If we have to summon Satan himself to win this, I want to do it.
He's probably like...
And fucking Himmler...
Heinrich was like, oh, goody, oh, yay!
Dude, and when Hitler gave him free reign to do all of his weird shit, Himmler just, straight up, Nazi came in his pants.
I know. Ah. Sploosh.
Right.
So during the 1960s, while the castle was being renovated, they actually had... They found three skeletons.
Oh, yeah.
And, which were turned out to be Nazi soldiers.
Oh, that's too bad. Dead Nazis?
They were found in the main courtyard of the castle. And it was first thought that the three men had actually been attacked by something rather large and died from their wounds. But after further research...
Turns out it was a fucking axe.
They actually discovered that they were actually executed.
Now...
Which is probably... They think that... From what we saw was they were executed by their own people.
Now, are we...
Why? I mean, was there a reason why?
Let me pose the question. Executed or sacrificed?
A little bit of both?
We need pure Aryan blood for the Mecha Hitler suit.
Both?
I think that I'm going with... If it's a question of executed or sacrificed, I'm always going sacrificed.
Yeah, but it's
because it's way more intriguing than just being like, oh, these guys are shitbags.
Yeah, but it's get rid of them. Execution sacrifice.
No, it's different. there's more chanting before you sacrifice somebody and execute them.
How do you know? They could have been chanting as they executed them.
Then it's a sacrifice.
Well,
that's the only difference between being like, okay,
yes,
well.
Yes, but what if they were, before they read off, like, they read off something, some mumbo-jumbo bullshit that they're like, yeah, we know this is not real because it's being recorded. So
still a sacrifice,
fuck
then.
It. You know.
Yeah. If there's a book or chanting or face paint involved, it's a sacrifice.
All right, fine. Fine. Fuck it. I'll go with it.
They drew a circle with chicken blood, and they're just like, okay, get fucking Wolfgang in here and.
Hey, Hans! Get over here!
Hey, buddy, why don't you put your head down there? Why? This fucking Luger to the side of the head.
Oh, no! Did you see what happened to him?
Yeah.
Oh.
And Himmler's, like, dipping his fingers in it, drawing fucking war paint on his face and stuff.
Fritz!
Filling in what's missing from his gay little mustache. Like, oh, look, I have a full one now, but this part is blood.
Fritz, oh, my come here, God. Come here. Did you see what happened?
Yeah.
No? Look down there. Boom!
Surprise, bitch, we shot you too.
So, let's
yeah, before we
off.
Yeah, let's fucking bounce back a couple, huh? Well,
what's
right around 120 years, well, 115 years or so before the Nazis showed up.
Let's give everybody a taste of next week.
This is some of the weird shit that goes on here. So, in 1836, a Czech poet by the name of Karel Heinrich Macha was kind of out touring the area and decided, I'm going to stay.
Are you sure it's not Carl?
I have it K-A-R-E-L, so I call him Carl, whatever. I don't know. I don't fucking speak Czech, so I'm going to call him Carl. Fuck him. So, he decided to stay at Hoska Castle for a night because he had heard stories. He had a decidedly unpeaceful night's sleep, which I don't think is a surprise at this point. He would write to a friend after he stayed there by the name of Edward Hindle, explaining a horrendous dream that he had had the night that he had stayed there. In his dream, Macha was transported into a mechanized hellscape future after falling into the pit of the, like, through the floor and the chapel into the pit. After getting to the bottom of the pit, he found himself in Prague, and the year was 2006.
Yes,
so there was just fucking techno.
Yes, Kevin was and said it. He was transported to 2006 yeah. when he hit the bottom.
There was just techno and puffy vests and whatever the fuck else Europeans were wearing back then. Yeah. Would you like to go to the discotheque? No, fuck off. So he wandered around a city that he was no longer familiar with, horrified at what he was seeing. There was machines speeding through the streets where horses once traveled. The buildings looked similar, but somehow different. He then met a girl who, quote, showed him moving pictures in a small casket. And then he wandered up to the sandstone cliffs that were now riddled with holes that were projecting a yellow light. So let's kind of like dig into his dream for a second, because this is... He starts describing some stuff that he would have had absolutely no knowledge of. So he basically describes cars.
Yeah.
These buildings that he was seeing that were like what would have been tenement houses back then for just people to live there.
Yeah, because cars were another...
20 some odd years after this.
No, more than that.
50-ish.
It was 1936. So
it was 1836 when he had his dream.
About 1836. So let's see, 1920s ish, 1920s.
It wouldn't have been the 20s because we had automobiles in World War One. So like the early 1900s.
Yeah.
So he was still 70 fucking years beforehand, you know?
Yeah, at least 70 years.
And these buildings that he was seeing still looked like apartments. But the way he described it made it eerily similar to a modern-day neighborhood in Prague that was built, you know, decades after his mm-hmm. dream. There was like, no way, there's no way, other than some supernatural crap, that he could have known any of this. Could have known what this would have looked like. And then when he gets into talking about the small coffin with moving pictures, that kind of almost sounds like somebody maybe showing him a video on a box, like a cell phone or a tablet or something.
Yeah.
To me.
Or Or like a,
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, after his awful night that he spent there, he would leave Castle Hoska, and he would actually die just a few days later of an unknown cause on November 5th, 1836, at the age of 25. So that's just kind of a little bit of a taste as to some of the stuff that we're going to run into next week.
Yeah.
And it's going to get real weird.
It's like a lot of shit that's...
He had no business knowing what any of that was.
Yeah.
So was he actually transported into the future? Or was he... I don't even know. Shown something by an entity that could go forward into the future? Or...
Who knows? I mean,
did he hit a fucking time slip and actually end up in the future, walking through the area, and then walk too far and come back into his own time?
I have no... It's kind of like one of those ones where you kind of have to just say, okay.
Yeah.
You know, but then you're like, okay, he did it, but then you're trying to, like, try to figure out what he was... What his brain was trying to process, because being shown these things, you know, what are you liking it to?
That's, I mean, and he was describing it, everything that he saw, the way that his brain could process it. Like, it's just said.
It's like when we see or read about depictions of UFO craft, okay, during ancient times.
Right.
So, like, you know, how you have... There's things from...
It's like the flying wheel and stuff like that, yeah, in the Bible. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just like all that. Or even in India, in the...
The Vimanas.
Yes. In the I can't think of the name.
Maharabada or something like that.
Yeah, the Ahura Mazda and stuff like... You know, talking about that and talking about the Marabata or something.
Yeah. I can't say it because I can't speak fucking...
But how have they actually, like... depicted these things, like flying on stuff and you know, shooting like bolts of lightning down.
Yeah.
Which is like, how do you depict things like this? You know,
you don't.
Or how do you talk about them?
You just kind of fucking like, you describe it the way that you can.
Some of it are like chariots.
Yeah.
You know, the gods were riding on chariots.
Because, flying carpets and shit.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we have.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, you're getting around on is a chariot. Or even like during what... before this, like during the 1830s or whatever it was in the United States, like one of the first, one of the many things that happened here.
Airships.
Yeah, I mean, like, how do you describe those? Because it was, what, maybe another 20, 30 years-ish, maybe more, 50 years?
Before we got in the air.
Before there was something in the air?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, before the Wright brothers... took flight.
Orville and Redenbacher.
Yes.
Yep.
You know, just kind of, it's like, how do you process?
You don't.
You know, and this is, I mean, how he processed it was by saying it was like, you know, things he was being shown were like the pictures in a small casket.
It's like,
you know?
one of my favorite ones is how the Mayans explained the conquistadors. Men of metal that came from the sea.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and actually another one that I think is kind of fun, I don't remember who it was that came up with the theory, but the story of Jonah and the whale from the Bible, they think that may have actually been like an encounter with a USO.
Yeah.
Because he went into it and lived there, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And there was other stuff going on in there, so it's like maybe he was sucked into a ship.
Yeah.
You know?
Or it's, what's his name?
And you know me, I don't get hard for aliens usually.
Well,
but there's some weird shit that goes on.
But there's also, what's the... I can't think of his name. God damn it, we talked about him. What's the part of the Bible that was, like, there's a part of the Bible where they kind of just don't even talk about it. It's like,
like the Book of Enoch or something,
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, yeah, Enoch. Well, Enoch. Supposedly, Enoch went away for a long period of time. Well, what he supposedly got on was this, you know, was with the gods and went up and traveled off.
Right. And you have other stories.
Supposedly he came back with all this knowledge.
Yeah. You have other stories like that, like going through the Bible of people leaving and coming back, or people living way the hell too long, like, you know, 600-700 years.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man.
I mean, there's... and to have, like, to have, I don't know, like the castle itself even kind of like weirds me out a little bit, where you're not...
Because it doesn't look like a castle's supposed to.
Yeah, you're not trying to defend the outside.
Yeah.
You're not trying to defend inside from outside. You're trying to defend inside, you know, outside from inside.
Yeah. You're not trying to keep the fucking Normans out. You're trying to keep something in.
Yeah.
And
that's what kind of breaks it down to me, is you're trying to keep whatever in.
And one of the other things that I think we're going to have to talk about next week is some of the furniture in the building.
Yeah.
Including maybe possibly the big guy's fucking chair.
Yeah.
There's a lot of strangeness that goes on with this place.
Yeah. A lot of weird shit. Like, yeah. I mean, I just barely like scratched the surface with, you know, a couple like counts and stuff, and just looking at it, and I'm like, holy shit, there's just so much.
Almost too much.
Yeah.
It's like, fucking enough. There's enough weird shit going on here, just stop.
Yeah.
Knock it off. So, stop being weird. You know, do you know how many times I heard that as a kid? Knock it off, stop being weird. A bunch. Yeah. Sucks, but hey. If I stopped being weird, I wouldn't be here.
That's true. So I guess that's where we're going to stop for this time around.
That's Hoska Castle Part 1.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of shorter than normal, you know. But
that's because we got some, like, meat and taters to get at next week.
Yeah, there's a lot more as far as the paranormal.
Yes.
The strange, the weird type of stuff that, you know, that's out there that...
And the best part is, a lot of the paranormal stuff that we're going to talk about is more modern, so we have better accounts of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be interesting next week, I think.
Yeah. So, if you want to not, you know, let anybody listen to something like this, and, you know, or you want to have them listen to it, go over to studio.com.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can get a pair of earbuds, headphones, or you can get that Bluetooth speaker so everybody can listen to what you're listening to.
I bought myself a birthday present through Studio.
Asshole.
And I'm recording with them right now. I got myself a pair of the Klars, which are the noise-canceling over-the-ear headphones, and they are stupid comfortable. Mm. Yeah, and with the discount code, they dropped the price quite a bit.
Yeah, put that discount code of Dark Windows 15 in to get 15% off your entire purchase.
Yeah.
You know, because why not? But hey, if you happen to forget, be like, fuck, what was that thing? Where would I have to go?
Darkwindowspod.com.
You can go over there.
And if you go there, we have links to our Patreon, where you can go become a member. For $5 a month, you get an extra episode, and you'll get some homemade stickers. We have links to our Threadless shop, where you can go buy t-shirts and whatnots. We have links to our Age of Radio page, where you can go back and listen to all of our mediocre shit that we've recorded. And you can actually find links to all the other shows on there, including the newest member, as far as I know, our good buddy Justin Rimmel at Mysterious Circumstances just joined up.
Yeah.
And he has come in fucking swinging. He screwed up the metrics.
Listen.
Because he's just like, oh, hey, my show's good. I got a bunch of downloads. So, you know.
We're watching you hard, mister.
Yeah. But.
From the bleachers, but, you know, we're watching. Yeah,
we're in the back, like, just keeping an eye out, be like, I see what you're doing there.
We got beers.
Eventually, we'll catch up, maybe. No.
We got beers in the cooler for you. You know, don't worry about it.
But you can also, you can go over there and you can go on the Bazaar on Age of Radio's website, and you can buy all kinds of stuff. Like, if you're looking into starting your own podcast, you can buy your microphones, you can get your soundboards, you can get all your recording equipment there. And they're always looking for new shows on the network. So, yeah, I mean, just go check it out.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, I just forgot. Oh.
I'm going.
Wait a second. What's going on here?
The other thing? What's that?
We also have links to all of our social media stuff for the show. Uh-huh. We got links to our Facebook. We've got links to our Instagram. We've got links to our Twitter we don't use. We got links to all that stuff. We got links to our LinkedIn, which doesn't exist. because we're not businessmen.
Yeah.
But yeah, so go check it out.
But if you don't happen to go over to, you know, our webpage, you can find us on, like I said, Dark Windows Podcast on the Facebook.
Yep.
Dark Windows Pod on Instagram and Twitter. On Facebook, I'm Kevin Heyer.
My name's Kevin Carlton. I live on our Facebook page because I don't do anything on my own personal one.
Well, and I try to, you know,
half the shit I post on the show page, I can't post on my personal page because people will get pissy about it. You guys are the only fucking weirdos that I know that are totally okay with it. So thank you for letting me be strange.
Exactly. I appreciate it. And you know what? And we're growing. I love this. Keep it up. And I love the fact that everybody is interacting more and more. We love it. Please, just keep going.
No touching butts, though, unless you're, like...
I don't give a shit. Touch butts.
Whatever. Butt to butt.
Butt to butt, you know.
Butt touches.
But do not do ass to mouth.
No, that's a good way to get an infection of some sort, I would imagine.
No. I mean, human centipede.
Oh, we went different directions on ass to mouth. I'm sorry. Whoops. Anyway, yeah. So I'm going to leave now because I'm uncomfortable. Goodbye. Oh, shit.
Anyway.
So just because you can't see out into the dark doesn't mean that the dark can't see into you. And I think it just did me.
I'll be the same.